Live and direct from the MMA World Headquarters, Chris Matthews.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'd like to welcome to the show the former IFL heavyweight champion and heavyweight participant at UFC 146. I'm talking about Roy Big Country Nelson. Roy, big fight coming up for you. Tell us a little bit about your opponent.
Which opponent?
Dave
Herman. I've had so many on this card.
Dave Herman, you mentioned that, taking on both Junior Dos Santos and Frank Mir. You've taken on Fabricio Werdum, not on this card, but heck, man.
Yeah, no, it's. I guess when you're one of the best guys in the world, you fight all the best guys in the world.
Tell us specifically about Dave Herman. What type of matchup problems do you pose for him and vice versa?
You know what? I think that Dave Herman is the white version of John Jones. So, he's very awkward, lanky, tall. Same things that John Jones would have. I think those are his advantages. And then my advantage is just the pure fact that, you know, I'm going to win.
What's some things you've done in your camp to prepare you for Dave Herman?
For the last, 4 days that I've had to prepare, just, you know, learn how to jump higher.
You've taken on Stefan Struve, 6'11". Looking at the particular fight with Herman, you say a mixture of John Jones into a heavyweight body. Would it be somewhat similar to, say, Stefan Struve and maybe a Junior Dos Santos?
No. Stefan Struve is a 6'11 guy, so a little bit different when you're 6'11", and I think Dave is like 6'4", 6'5". 6'11 is basketball height, and that's where you actually really got to work on your jump game. your jump game, and I think Dave's just very awkward because he does a lot of awkward, kicking and elbow strikes, knee strikes, and stuff like that. He's just very awkward.
Roy, we had you on before you took on Fabricio Werdum. You seem more laid back now. Tell us the difference between your mindset then and the mindset now.
Not really the mindset. I think the only thing that I've changed in this mindset is just the pure fact that, if you sign the paper, you've made a bad back mistake.
Tell us a little bit about the Facebook, and I got you on Facebook, something about if I hit X amount, I might go light heavyweight. Is that ever going to be a possibility?
Yeah, but not in this fight. This fight I'm fighting heavy, so make sure I try to be heavyweight.
What's some things in your game you've tried to sharpen to take care of Dave Herman? You're skilled in your BJJ, and it seems like nobody can finish you, but what have you done specifically for this guy?
Just go out there and just try to be the better fighter, work on my, striking, my ground game. That's all you can do is to be a mixed martial artist. It's not like boxing where if someone threw a whole new opponent in less than 3 weeks or whatever, and you're at the top of the food chain, usually you just call fight off and just reschedule.
Have you had anybody specifically that you brought in to mimic Dave Herman?
Dave Herman, no. I had actually a bunch of guys for Bigfoot, and then when I did that, then I switched up, and then I brought a couple guys in for Gonzaga, and then after that, I ran out of money.
Obviously, Antonio Bigfoot Silva is a contrast to Dave Herman. That being said, give us a difference between the two in the way you train.
The difference is one's a good BJJ, good leg kicker, and one's a guy is a lot shorter and a lot thicker.
What's some things you're going to have to watch out for Dave Herman? Obviously, you mentioned John Bones Jones throws a lot of unorthodox things out there that seem to work. What's some things like that with Dave Herman that you might see?
The one thing you got to worry about, Dave kicks his knees, his unorthodox striking, and then probably his unorthodox partying too, just like John Jones.
Just like John Jones, yeah. I hear a little something that he's been doing a little bit of partying, they say. Dave Herman, you say, has the same thing. So either way, Dave Herman's going to have a nice after party, more than likely.
Probably. Usually, guys that like to party, they usually have a good after party.
So let's get your thoughts on some of the other fights that's going to be on the particular card. You know a lot about these particular opponents. Let's start first and foremost, Junior Dos Santos taking on Frank Mir.
Really don't have the, my only thoughts is at the end of the day, I see Junior still being the champ, and that's really about it.
Antonio Bigfoot Silva taking on someone you haven't fought, Cain Velasquez.
That one's an interesting fight. I think whoever Cain gets it to the ground, I can see, winning, but then I can also see Bigfoot also hitting really hard. Put the cane on his back, too. So that one's actually a coin flipper for me.
You've been talking a little bit about John Bones Jones. He's taking on Dan Henderson, the guy that's 300 years older than God but don't know how to lose of late. Who you like in this fight?
I think it really just all depends on a lot of different things. Dan's one of those guys that, he's going to bring it, hit you hard. If he gets past that, that lanky and awkwardness, then he could definitely, do something. All you got to do is, I believe the way to beat John Jones is you just put him on his back. So if he can put him on his back, then he definitely can win.
And one more bout to get a prediction for, that's Anderson Spider Silva and Chael Sonnen.
Oh, you know what? That's an interesting fight. If Chael comes out and does what he did last time and just hold off an extra 2 minutes longer, Chael could win.
This past weekend, we had the Strikeforce World Heavyweight Grand Prix. Roy, were you surprised at all at the outcome?
Not really. I thought I was going to see a little more out of Josh Barnett, but I guess when you guys, you know, when you break your hand, it tends not to not be the most spectacular, you know, fun fighting fight when your hands are, you know, that's what you got to use to actually fight.
I've heard people, and I won't name any names, but they've insinuated that fighters, when they lose, they'll say they broke their hand at the beginning of the fight, and when they win, they won it, they did it, or they made the break during championship rounds. Is there any truth to this?
I don't know. You'd have to look at the x-rays. If your hand's broke, I think your hand's broke.
I think they were referring
to if it happened in the last round, first round, your hand's broke. There's not too many people that I know that can actually, you know, it's like people go to work and break their leg or whatever and go, hey, continue working.
No, I get it completely. I think given all the circumstances, Barnett looked really good. I mean, if in fact he broke his hand in the first round, the guy was like Boris the Blade off Snatch. He just wouldn't go down, Roy.
Barnett and Cormier, they're not like the, like I will say, the biggest punchers for heavyweights. They were. I definitely see some heavyweights be going down.
Oh, I don't know. Antonio Bigfoot Silva went down pretty quick against Daniel Cormier.
That's true, but there's a lot of guys that whoever's actually punched Anthony Bigfoot Silva is actually, you know, knocking out too.
Very true. Hey, Roy, give us your MMA lockup guarantee for your bout with Dave PB Herman.
He signed a piece of paper, so he's in trouble.
And one last thing, how can people connect with Roy Big Country Nelson on the social media?
Best way is to get a hold of me is via Twitter at Roy Nelson MMA or Facebook at Roy Nelson UFC.
Roy, appreciate you coming on the show. Good luck in your bout versus Dave Herman.
I appreciate that.
That's Roy Big Country Nelson taking on Dave Herman at UFC 146. Big thanks to him and also good luck to him. Folks, make sure you check out the website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter at MMA Lockup.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Want to get the inside on two men on the ground without going to a bar? MMA Lockup, brother. We got it all.